Flashlight in the Constitution, introduced in Trial of Frank, Atlanta. Constitution, August 5, 1913. Police Sergeant L.S. Dobbs was the witness who followed Grice. The officer had already testified on the first day of the trial and was brought back for only a few minutes.
Did you find a handkerchief that Sunday morning in the factory?
Yes, sir, in the basement near a trash pile.
That's all, said the solicitor.
Mr. Rosser then asked the officer several questions in regard to the detail of the basement and said he was through. Mr. Dorsey then showed the officer a flashlight photograph of the spot in the basement where the girl's body was found. It was the flashlight taken by Francis E. Price, Constitution staff photographer, on the morning the body was found and used the next day in the Constitution. The solicitor had borrowed it from a member of the staff. The picture showed Detective John R. Black standing near the spot, and Mr. Rosser interrupted with some very pleasant remarks about my handsome friend, Black. Mr. Dorsey then tendered the bloody handkerchief in evidence and had the officer identify it as the one he had found. Sergeant Dobbs was then excused. He had been on the stand less than 15 minutes.